Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope, Babu al-Raja'i, as we explained before, that to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great thing. But hope together with fear. In other words, a person doesn't only hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he ignores all the hadith and all the different ayat on fear, but together with having fear and having hope, and as a person is getting more and more older, then a person should have more and more hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will give him more and more of a drive, more and more of enthusiasm to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So under this chapter, today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال كنا قعودا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معنا أبو بكر وعمر في نفر فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أظهرنا فأبطى علينا فخشينا أن يقطع دوننا ففزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع فخرجت أبتغي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتيت حائطا للأنصار وذكر الحديث بطوله إلى قوله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب فمن لقيت وراء هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that we were sitting in a group with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. See how the hadith is being narrated. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is saying that we were sitting with a group. And together with us was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. In other words, to show the excellence of that group of Sahaba that we were sitting, it wasn't a group of ordinary Sahaba. Amongst the Sahaba that were present was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. It should show that amongst the Sahaba also, they regarded Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar as very, very great. And when a'udhu billah, today you find that the Shias, etc., they mock Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. But here Hazrat Abu Huraira specifically is saying that in that group were sitting Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. It's like we say we were in a majlis sitting for a program, and in the program was Hazrat Maulana, for example, Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umar ji sahab rahmatullahi, to show the excellence of that program. We had great people that were sitting in the program. So that is why Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu specifically is mentioning that we were sitting in a group of Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that group was who? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up and he left us. So whilst we were sitting there in a group with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, after some time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and he left us. After quite some time had passed and he still did not return, we began to fear that some harm had come to him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left and he didn't return. Sahaba were deeply attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was like everything to them. To such an extent that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would tear, they would also tear. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, Sahaba would also smile. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would feel any type of anguish, they would also feel that anguish. They shared in all the emotions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't return. Automatically they were fearing that something may have happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu saying, that we feared that something could have happened to him. So we began to search for him. So anyway, first he says we stood up in alarm. All of us stood up from that gathering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come back. We all stood up in worry, in concern, in alarm. He said, I was the first to be alarmed. I was the first to be worried. What is happening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And I went out to search for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until I reached an orchard belonging to the Ansar. He then related the hadith in full. In other words, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi didn't relate this whole hadith. The hadith is narrated in Muslim Sharif. What had happened was, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu woke up. He went to look. After that, other sahaba, all of them woke up. They all went out to look for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu now going to look for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to an orchard. And he found this orchard here, but he couldn't find an entrance to the orchard. So now he was going around that orchard to look. Where is the entrance to get into this orchard? He couldn't find any entrance to go into that orchard. But what he found was a small brook that was coming beneath the wall of one of the orchards. So from the orchard, there was a brook that was running. It was running into the orchard. So there was a wall that was there. So he found that there was a small gap. So what he did was he went into the brook, he squeezed himself, and he got into the orchard. And when he went into the orchard, this orchard belonged to the clan of the Banu Najjar from the Ansar. So he got in there and he found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the happiness that he would have experienced? So when he found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave him a sandal as proof. This is the sandal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and inform the people two things. Go and inform them that I'm fine, I'm okay. And then this part of the hadith that comes on now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go and give glad tidings of Jannat to whoever you meet behind this orchard who testifies with full conviction of the heart that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. In other words, go give him the glad tidings of Jannat for who? For that person that just brings Iman. That's all. He brings Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this hadith means, like we explained before, is that this is a guarantee of Jannat. If he has committed gunas, then what will happen is he'll have to go to Jahannam for some time, and he will have to spend some time to clean himself, and then he will go into Jannah. Obviously, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to out of his mercy on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may enter him even without going into Jahannam. But this is just the system and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine now, you got the sandal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you got such a big glad tiding. That whoever says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that he has got mustaqinan biha, full yakin in this, then he has got assurance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's the sandal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as proof. I'm not just coming from anywhere. I'm coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's the proof. And the person got Jannah. So the Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu naturally was excited about this. So he took the sandal of Rasulullah and he's going to inform the other Sahaba. When he comes out, the first person he meets was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Now he tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that I got glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who testifies, in other words, that person who believes in the Kalima, will enter Jannah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave him one hit, one shot, he fell down. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed about this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu anhu, that why did you do this? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explained that people will just rely on this, that they're going to get Jannah just because of their belief in the Kalima. Nobody's going to do any good deeds after that. People will leave. Now this was the vision of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed with him. He agreed with him, not to say that he encouraged that type of action, but this was the style and the sternness of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. On many occasions, he suggested things, and wahi would come down accordingly to this, according to the suggestion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This also was one instance where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also agreed with the rai and the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that this hadith may just be misused, and people will say, right, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just have belief in the kalima, and then we're going to get Jannah, so why do we need to make any further effort? Misunderstanding what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining. So this is the explanation of the hadith. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith under raja, under hope. Why? He said Allah Ta'ala's mercy is such, kindness is such, clemency is such, that a man that has got yakin in the kalima, has got yakin in this kalima, and he testifies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't matter what a gunahgar he is. What a sinner is, it doesn't matter. How much of guna he's committed, his whole life may have been wasted in guna. But he believes in Allah Ta'ala, he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person also will get Jannah. Imagine, person whose whole life went away in guna, and he also will get Jannah. How much hope there is for person who doesn't spend his whole life in guna, who's trying, who's making an effort. So there's hope. So all the time there's hope for a believer. So this hadith creates so much of hope. So this is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this hadith and the hope. Allah Ta'ala also make us from amongst those people that testify, have full yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mabashshirhu bil jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying, give him glad tidings of Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala also make it such that we be the benefactors of Jannah. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil